You have your Bible, turn this morning to Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9. We do thank Him for His goodness and His mercy, the love that He has for us, and the help that He has to give us. Amen? I tell you, you never thank Him enough for His goodness and all that He does for us through all the all down through the years. And we just appreciate Him so much for just being God and being our God. Nehemiah chapter 9. Begin reading this morning, verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 9. It says, "And now in the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua and Benaiah and Kadimel, Shabana, Bana, Sherbina, Bana, and Shenia, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord their God." I want to say there was some excitement taking place, amen, in the children of God. He said, "Then the Levites, Jeshua and Kadimel, Benaiah, Shabana, Shabia, Hadujah, Shabania, and Fethania, said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven and the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the hosts of heaven worship thee. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave us him the name of Abraham and found us his heart faithful before thee and made us a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Girgashites to give it, I say, to his seed, and hath performed thy words that thou art righteous. For thou art righteous and didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard us their cry by the Red Sea, and show us signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and on all his servants and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day in a cloudy pillar and in the night in a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Zion and spakest with them from heaven and gave us them right judgments and true laws and good statutes and commandments, and made us known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts and statutes and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gave us them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought us forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised us them that they should go into the possession, go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help on this thought. Just stand up and praise the Lord your God. Amen. Just stand up and praise the Lord your God. Amen. I believe if we could just get excited about God and godliness today, amen, I believe we'd want to stand up. Let me just rephrase it. I believe we ought to want to stand up and praise the Lord. Amen. Somewhere along the line, some part of the day, we ought to take some time just to praise the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't feel like praising the Lord." Amen. Just get the praise in Him and the feeling will come. Amen. Praise God. When you get into the presence of the Lord, the feeling will come. But you know why we can't do it? Because we miss the prerequisite for praise. Amen? Do you hear what I'm saying? We miss sometimes the prerequisite for praise. Amen? Number one, we got to assemble together, amen, get assembled ourselves in the presence of the Lord. We can't isolate ourselves from God and expect to be able to praise Him and magnify His name. A prerequisite is to assemble ourselves in His presence. Amen. Hey, you know, even by yourself, you can be in the presence of God. I don't know why we wait to come to church to try to get a hold of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is, if you're a child of God, He's with you everywhere you go. And we just need to recognize that and praise Him. And we see the children of Israel as they begin to magnify God. And I mean, the good God of glory has moved in their lives in a magnificent way. And He's brought them a long ways and He's allowed them to accomplish so many marvelous things. And you say, well, preacher, that was them. Well, I will say, look at your life and look at my life. How many marvelous things has the Lord allowed us and helped us to accomplish in our lives? Think about where God brought you from. Think about where God's taking you to. Think about those blessed promises that we have in the Lord. But we see that prerequisite is not only to assemble ourselves together, but there was some fasting taking place. Amen. There was some folks that was giving up some of those. It's not just about starving yourself. A lot of times we think when we fast that we have to just starve and do without food. But I want to say fasting can be putting aside anything that would so easily beset you. Amen. That would keep our eyes upon the Lord. Keep our eyes off, take our eyes off the prize of the high calling that He has for our life. It's just fasting, setting something aside, doing without something, praise God, that we don't really need anyway. Amen. So that we can take that time for prayer. So see, one of the prerequisites is not only assembling together and fasting a bit, but it's talking to the Lord. How can we expect to have a relationship with somebody? Now, this goes a long ways right here. How can we expect to have a relationship with somebody if we don't communicate with them? You know what 2/3 of the problem in the world today is between husbands and wives? They do not communicate. They think things, they feel things, but they never communicate to their other. Now, the Bible says that we come together as husband and wife and we become one person. So we ought to be able to. Now, I know most of us can talk to ourselves. Amen. I know sometimes it's the only way you can carry on an intelligent conversation. We ought to be able to communicate with the ones we love. And if we're going to talk, if we're going to have a relationship with God, amen, if we're going to be able to stand up and praise Him, praise God, we've got to be able to communicate with Him. We ought to be able to talk to the Lord. Amen. Ought to be a burden. But it's a privilege, praise the Lord. Not only is they fasting and prayer, but He said there's some separation. Amen. It's pulling away from some things that would hinder us in our relationship with Him. Amen. And lining up with the Lord. Amen. It's some separation. I'm afraid we're living a day when there's not much different between the church of the living God and the world in which we live in. I won't say they ought to be, in the world we live in today, they ought to be a great divide. Hello? I'm not saying that we isolate ourselves from people in such a way that we can't even give them the gospel. But praise God, we ought to, amen, we ought to love the world, we ought to love the folks in it, but we ought to love their ways. We ought to love the way that this world is going because the world is out of order. Amen? The world that we live in, the United States of America, is absolutely out of order this morning. What does that mean? That means that we're going in the wrong direction. You say, how do you fix it? You get back to God. You get back to godliness. Amen. You get back to His Word and His commandments. And we say that we love Him. Hey, there's a great big message. We ought to be preaching every time we get up. Amen. People say that I love the Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't follow His commandments. He said, those that love me, follow my commandments. Amen. One of His commandments is that we love our neighbor as ourself. Amen. He says, if we're truly a born-again child of God and we say we're following Jesus, then we ought to love each other. Amen. Help us, Lord. Put all this up. But He said, why can't we do that? Because there's no separation. Amen. We have to separate us from the petty things of this world. And we have to put that behind us. Amen. He said, not only was there prayer and separation, but He said there was confession of sins. We're living today in the world, praise God. Nobody wants to admit we're sinners. But we got, He said, we need to, these folks, they begin to confess their sins. They begin to confess the iniquities of their fathers. They begin to look, praise God, to see. Amen. If we're ever going to get out from under the burden of sin in this world, praise God, we're going to have to start looking to see. Amen. They got to looking, praise God, and they said, you know what? There's some things that mama and daddy, mama and papa didn't do right, but praise God, by the help of the Lord, we can. And they begin to get some things put behind them, praise God, and they begin to praise the Lord. They begin to stand up and praise the Lord, their God. Amen. I will say glory to God, brother. We can do the same thing today. Amen. Glory be to God. We can get our heart right with God and we can stand up. We should stand up. We ought to stand up and praise the Lord our God. Give Him the glory, praise God, because there's a better day. He's given us a blessed promise and we have a blessed hope. But they begin to rise up and they come in to begin to confess their sins. Now I want to say, praise God, we're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. Amen. Brother Charles said this morning, that word all is all conclusive. Amen. It concludes all of us. It includes all of us. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. We've all sinned. And we all need help from the Lord. But I'm glad, praise God, because we're sinners, Brother Andrew, that we've got a mediator of one. A mediator, which is Christ God, one that'll go between for us, amen, and help us to get rid of that sin and the sinfulness that so easily besets us. Amen. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8, he said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. He said, if we say that we have no sin. Now the devil try to paint you a picture and say, well, you know, you're a pretty good person. Had a fellow talk to the other day, and he said, well, you know what? There's a whole lot of good moral people that never done anything wrong. Amen. There is no such a person. There was only one, praise God, and it was the name, and his name was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He was the only perfect person that ever lived. Amen. All the rest of us are sinners. Amen. We're all sinners. He said, if we say that we have no sin, you know what that is? He said, it's self-deception. Amen. Boy, I tell you, if the church of the living God, the fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches, praise God, would just come together in one mind and one accord and say, you know what? I'm just no wicked sinner exceeding, praise God, and I'm liable to do and say things that I ought to do, and oh God, please help me. You know what it'd do? It'd revolutionize the church. It would turn us around, praise God, and point us in the way we need to go with love of God in our hearts. Amen. Wonder what happened if that happened. You'd be able to just stand up and praise the Lord your God. Amen. You get rid of all that junk, that baggage that we're carrying around. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And say if we have no sin, He said the truth. Now what is the truth? The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, the truth is not in you. See, if the truth is in you, praise God, you've done realize that you're just an old sinner and you need a Savior. You need somebody to help you along the way to encourage you and minister to you and show you and tell you when to keep your mouth shut. Amen. When to put your feet to moving. Glory to God. For His glory. Amen. He goes on in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. He said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now He says that we all have sinned. So He's going to forgive us from all that sinfulness. Amen. He said, if we confess our sins. I wonder how much time we spend confessing. I told you a while back, amen, we ought to get on our face, say God, and we ought to call them out. When God brings them to our remembrance, amen, when we do things that we oughtn't do, we ought to stop right there and say, oh God, please forgive me. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help me to do better. Amen. See, that's that fasting, that praying, that separation, that confessing of sins, realizing where we're at. Praise God. He said, if we confess our sins, we confess our sins. You say, well, preacher, what happens if we don't? We get bogged down in a world of care. Amen. We get defeated. We get beat down, praise God. We get discouraged. We get discomforted, praise God, because of sinfulness that comes into our lives. Amen. And we lose that fellowship with God. Amen. The reason we got to pray and seek His faith is because we don't want a broken fellowship. We want a fellowship that's intact. So a prerequisite, praise God, for being able to stand up and praise the Lord your God, amen, is to get rid of it, is to pray and seek God's faith, coming before holy God, amen, and realize if we confess our sins, He's faithful just to forgive us of those sins. Put them behind you, amen. Press on for the glory of God. Realize, amen, that we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. He that knew no sin became sin for us so that He could take the sin off of us. Amen. So that He might, the Bible says that He might cast it into, Brother Charles, into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Amen. Glory be God that He might not remember, because He chooses not to. Not that He couldn't, because He's God. But amen, the devil will bring it, your old conscience, and the devil will bring it up time after time again. But glory be to God, God will never bring it up to you once you confess it and forsake it. Amen. He said we just need to confess our sins. Amen. Because we don't want a broken fellowship. So the prerequisite for it, praise God, is fasting and praying and separation and confession of sins. So that we can line up with God so we won't have a broken fellowship. So the prerequisite, that's what the prerequisite is. So that once we meet this criteria, praise God, that we can become preoccupied. I got to thinking on this, praise God. When we get all this mess behind us, then we can become preoccupied. The fellowship it's lined back up. The fellowship is restored. And we ought to, every one of us, praise God, as children of God, be preoccupied with the things of God. Amen. A lot of times we get preoccupied with everything else, don't we? Well, preacher, I'd like to do this. I'd like to do this for the Lord. But you know, I've got so much. I've got to go this. I've got to do that. Amen. And we're preoccupied with just living. But with life. But I wonder, is that really living? Amen. For the life that we have, the Bible says, is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we ought to seek in that life because that's life lived in abundance. Amen. Life outside the Lord Jesus Christ is just a life, but it's not living. Amen. But praise God, when you get the Lord as the Lord of your life, praise God, you begin to live. Why? Because that fellowship is intact. Amen. That fellowship, and he says when the fellowship is intact, when you've got, in Nehemiah 9 here, he said when the children of Israel come together before God and they got this mess behind them, they got everything cleared up, praise the Lord, amen, they begin to praise God. Verse 5, he said, stand up and praise the Lord, your God. You know what it took to do that? Brother Robert, you know what it took to do that? They was some saints of God that got excited about the things of God. Amen. They were some saints of God that got things right with God. They begin to confess our sins. They begin to realize that they had come short of the glory of God. And that they needed some help. They needed encouragement. They needed a walk with God. Amen. Praise the Lord, I believe they got to thinking about old Enoch over there. Bible said that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. Hey, praise God. I believe, Brother Jeff, I believe if we get to walking with God and we confess our sins and we start living right and living righteously, I believe, praise God, we'll be not. Amen. We'll cease to exist and He'll become Lord and we can praise Him like we ought to. Just stand up and praise Him, praise God, because His goodness and His mercy. Amen. He said, just stand up and praise God. But notice what it says. What else it says here. He says, stand up and bless the Lord your God. But he said, just keep praising God. Amen. I'm afraid what happens is we come down to the house of God sometime and we get excited. We realize, and maybe we have a testimony God had really done something for us this week. And we come together and we say, glory to God. But we're like that man that beholds himself in a mirror. He sees himself and then he turns away and he forgets the manner of man that he is. We forget about how God's blessed us and where He's brought us from and the promise that we have, an eternal promise in the Lord. Amen. But He says we ought to praise the Lord, stand up and praise God and just keep praising. He said, forever and ever. Amen. What He said, amen, we get the junk behind us and get the praising God all the day, every day, all the way. Amen. Have you ever thought about it? If we really get to praising the Lord all the time, there's no place for junk to come into our life. The praise of the Lord will keep it pushed out. Or at least pushed back. Amen. The devil's always going to try to infiltrate. But praise God. Amen. You just keep praising the Lord for what He's doing. Glory to God. Amen. As those little nuggets come in, praise God, on purpose. Praise the Lord. As you see them, as you receive them, praise God. Just praise the Lord. Just stand up and praise Him. Amen. Glory, giving Him glory for those blessings. I know we get discouraged. Lord knows I get discouraged. I quit about every Sunday. Amen. Anybody's ever preached the gospel, anybody's ever tried to teach Sunday school, anybody that's ever tried to do something for the Lord. But praise God, God just pours out them little nuggets. I think I told Miss Penny over at the meeting the other night, glory to God, sometimes you get discouraged and you wonder, Lord, am I doing any good? But you know the folks I was telling you about, I talked to a couple and they was about to bust up. I mean, they was turmoil like you never seen. I mean, come in the door fussing and arguing, come in separate vehicles. And I thought, oh God, help them, Lord. And we took the Word of God and we took the love of God and we began to show them how they could pull these things together. How they could make it work with the help of God. Just about time you get discouraged and want to throw in the towel. Brother Rex, this week I got a card in the mail. This has been almost 2 months ago. I got a card in the mail and they said, Pastor Massey said, thank you for taking the time to love us and to show us the Word of God and how to make it work. And they signed it, him or her and him. Or him and her, praise God. Glory be to God. You say, what are you saying? I say, God delivers again. Amen. And we just need to keep praising Him, amen, expecting Him to keep doing those things for us that we need. Amen. So we begin to pray, we stand up and we begin to praise Him, and we praise Him forever and ever. Amen. No, hey, this side of eternity, Brother Kevin, there's nowhere to quit praising God. Amen. He's good. Look around us. We live in a beautiful world. Amen. God give us so much goodness. But you know what the old devil will do? He'll come along and try to just get us to see the negative things. He'll try to get us to see negative things in the world. He'll try to get us to see the little negative things in us, in each other. Amen. To pick us apart. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad God don't do that. Because if He'd come hunting me, praise God, He'd find a whole lot. But amen, He comes looking for that good part in me. He comes looking for that Jesus part in me. And He manifests it to me, praise the Lord. He manifests Himself, glory to God. So we just stand up and praise Him and we keep praising Him forever and ever. Amen. Why do we do that? Because He is bigger than our praise. Look what He says in the middle part of verse 5. He said He's exalted above all blessing and praise. Amen. We can do that because God is bigger than our praise. No matter how much praise we give Him, no matter how much glory we give Him, no matter how much excitement we have for it, glory be to God, He's bigger than that praise. Amen. No matter how, glory God. Amen. I wish everybody would get excited, excited as Madison does in church. Well, she just smiles and waves her hands. Amen. Glory. Hey, you know what? You do that, praise God, you'd preach me today. That little one about you. Glory to God. But you know what we do? We get excited about God's blessing and we praise Him for it and realize no matter how good it is, how much He's blessed us, praise God, He's got more. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He's got an abundance of blessings and help and hope and encouragement to pour out on us. Praise God. And we ought to just get to praise Him and bless His name for all the good things He's given us. Get past the negativity. Start lifting Him up. Start praising Him for His goodness and His mercy and His love and His compassion. Amen. Glory to God, because we realize, praise God, that it's bigger than we are. Amen. That God's blessing, God's help, God's hope is bigger even than our praises. Amen. Glory to God. He said, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. The good God of glory is bigger than our praise. He's bigger than our blessings. He's the God of glory. He's my God and your God, and everybody's got Him. He loves us and cares for us with a godly care. Amen. And praise God, we can never praise Him enough for all those little blessings. Amen. And most of them, Brother Andrew, we take for granted. We take for granted that we got up out of bed this morning, throwed our feet on the floor, and stood up. Amen. But he says, praise God, not only should we stand up, but glory to God, we ought to praise God because we can. Amen. We ought to magnify God because we're able to talk, because we're able to eat, because we're able to praise Him. Amen. We go over to the nursing home, and there's a whole lot of folks over there. Brother Mills, good brother, in that little wheelchair, and he's got a disease, and he's all crippled and drawled up. Just barely can talk to where you can distinguish what he's saying. But praise God, when the Spirit of God settles in on that place, old Brother Mills will raise that hand up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, God, don't you know that rings the prayer bells, the glory bells of heaven? Amen. And he just, hey, you say, well, if I was in that kind of shape, what's he got to praise God for? Because he's God. He's exalted above our blessings and our praises. Amen. He's high and lifted up. He's a holy and a righteous God. He's there, praise God. He covets our prayers and he covets our praise. Amen. Bless his holy name. Why? Because he's God. Verse 6, the Bible says, thou, even thou art Lord alone. Amen. He's exalted high and above everything in this universe. He's in charge of it all. I mean, he's the God of the universe. So if he's the God of the universe, he's the God of everything we can see and touch and feel. Praise God, then he's far above everything that we're able to attain to. Amen. Praise the Lord. But yet he comes to us through his Son, through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and makes provision. I say glory to God. Thou art God alone. Amen. He's the only one, praise God, that can do for us what he's done. Nobody else can do that. So why shouldn't we praise him? I wonder why are people ashamed of the Lord? Huh? I've seen people go to a restaurant and just sit down and go to pray over the food, look around and see who's watching. Amen. I don't care who's watching. Amen. I'm just going to praise the Lord. I'm going to just ask God to bless it. I don't know who's back there cooking that. Amen. I'm going to ask God to bless my food, to touch it, praise God, to the nurse of my body that I can give Him praise. Amen. Glory be God. Why? Because He's high and He's exalted. He's lifted up. He alone is God. Praise God. Even thou art Lord alone. There's nobody like Him today. There's nobody like the good God of glory, like Jehovah God that we serve. There's nobody like Him. He's all sufficient in everything that He is. Amen. All His attributes, praise God, that He tries to hand down to us, amen, for His glory. Did you know that the Lord God, now listen to me, this is amazing to me, that the Lord God of glory, Brother Jeff, is trying to make you just like Him. He's trying to line us up in the likeness of His image, praise God, and He's got the glory to do it. He's got the wherewithal to take care of it and to line us up and to make us just like Him. Amen. That's His intention. That's what He wants to do. And then praise the Lord, and we can praise Him and give Him glory. Why? Because we're not that person we used to be. But praise God, I'm not yet what I'm going to be either. He's a working on us day by day. He's a helping us along the way. Verse 6, he said, Thou art Lord alone. At capital L-O-R-D. That's Lord Jehovah, God of glory. Amen. But in verse 7, he said, Thou art the Lord, the God. Amen. He said, the Lord God Jehovah. He said, not only are the Lord alone, praise God. He said, you're only one. He said, you are the God of this whole universe. In other words, what he said, you're the one that takes care of things and makes things happen. He said, you are the Lord. Amen. He said, you are God alone. He said, you are the Lord, the God. He's the only God that we need, the only help that we have. Amen. And when we trust in Him, praise God, He begins to manifest Himself in so many different ways. Just look what He did here in Nehemiah. Nehemiah tells about it. He tells about verse 7, said He called, O Abraham. Amen. The Lord the Lord is the one that does the calling. Amen. Did you know the Lord is the one that woos you and calls you, that motivates you, that desires you? Amen. The old devil puts you on the auction block and sell you for naught, but praise God, the Lord God calls you, praise God. He'll claim you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad of that today? The Lord, the Bible says He called, O Abraham. Amen. That same God does the same thing today. He calls men, women, boys, and girls, praise God, to come unto Him. Amen. Boy, when we heed that calling, well, God moves upon our lives. He touches our hearts. But not only does God call us, but verse 15 says that He gives us promises. Amen. He offers us some hope. You know, that's what the promises of God are. We can stand up and praise Him because we have the promises. He said, well, preacher, we don't have them yet. Praise God, God made the promises to Israel too, and they didn't see them yet. But praise God, because God had promised them, listen to this, they already had them. What are you saying, praise God? When God promises you something through His precious word of truth, it's already yours. Amen, just claim it. Praise the Lord, say, God, thank You. Praise the Lord, what are you saying? I said, just stand up and praise Him and give Him glory for the promises. Stand up, give Him praises for the calling that He's had on your life. The direction, where He brought you from. And the purpose and plan, but praise God, where He's taking you to. Bless His holy name. So we thank God for the promises. He said He gave us bread from heaven for their hunger and brought us forth water from them out of the rock for their thirst. And promised us them that they should go in to possess the land which Thou hast sworn to give them. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've got a blessed hope. And I've got a promise. Because Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So He's given us a promise. Amen. So we take God and we just stand and praise Him. I say, Lord, thank You for that glorious place that You've prepared for those that are prepared for that place. Amen. But you know what would be a sad part? The sad part is people's not standing up and praising God because they're not preparing. They're not prepared to go to that place. God's prepared a place for who? For whosoever will. Whosoever will accept the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, there's a place prepared for you. If you'll just prepare for you. So, preacher, how can we do that? By doing like these folks did, by praying, by seeking God's faith, by confessing your sins, and by recognizing a Savior. Amen. Recognize the Lord Jesus Christ as the good God of glory. And say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. Come into my life. Amen. So that you can come up out of there, praise God, with a shout, not a pout. And say, glory to God, I'm a child of the King. I'm somebody going somewhere, praise God. Glory to His name. And praise God, you know what though, if we ain't careful, we do that and we stand up, and if we ain't very careful, just a little ways down the road, the devil will come along, take our shout. Next thing you know, we're back in a pout. But praise God, He said, but the Bible teaches us here, says if we just begin to praise God, stand up and just give Him glory, amen, and do it forever and ever. In other words, praise God. Just keep praising God. Amen. When things is going bad, praise God. When things is going good, praise God. Amen. When the children are acting up, praise God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how can you praise God if children act up? Praise the Lord, at least you got children. Amen. Amen. At least you have to praise the Lord. Say, Lord, please just let me praise Your name that they might see Christ in me. That hope of glory. Amen. Because as long as we got breath in our bodies, praise God, there's hope. Amen. As long as God's dealing with them. Why? Because Nehemiah says, God, because God's calling, because God gives promises. But notice what else He does. The Bible says that God that's God that they'll see in our lives. That's what makes a difference. That's what will get those children in. Amen? Because of what they see, the God that they see in us. In verse 10, he talks about that. He said, show us signs and wonders. Amen? In verse 11, say, he divided the sea before them, and they went over amidst the sea on dry land. And their persecutors were thrust into the deeps as a stone in the mighty waters. He said, he leadeth them in the day by a cloudy pillar, in the night by a pillar of fire. Amen. Because why? Because so they see God Almighty. We stand up and shout and praise God so that folks might see God. Why does God perform the miracles that He performed? So that we can see Him as He is. He's a good God. So that we can stand up and praise Him and give Him glory. So that He can receive that glory. Don't you know how that puffs up the heart of God? You say, well, I don't believe God's heart be puffed up. I believe the Bible says He inhibits the praises of His people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it blesses God's heart when we begin to praise Him. Amen. And He said, we ought to just begin to praise Him and give Him glory. Stand up. He said, but there's a prerequisite. He said, we need to fast and pray. We need to seek His face. Separation, confession of our sins. Amen. And he said, then we can just be preoccupied with praising God. Amen. Joe, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this. Put all this mess of this world behind us and just get to praising God. Amen. Even when you don't feel like it, praise God. Just stand up and praise God. Shout His praise. Say, God is good. Lord, I love You. Amen. Well, say, you say, preacher, you don't understand. I've got all these health problems, all the ailments of this old body. Amen. Glory be to God. That just tells you, Lord God, you're just flesh. And that one day, praise God, that'll be put aside. Amen. And you'll be glorified with the Lord, praise the Lord, in glory forever. And we ought to just stand up, praise God, when we don't feel like it, say, glory to God. I'm looking for the glorious day of deliverance from the deliverer. Amen. I'm excited about going home. I know nobody wants to die today. Everybody wants to live as long as you can. Praise God, we ought to just stand up and just praise the Lord. Say, thank You, Lord, for every day that You give me. But praise God, amen, I'm looking for that day of deliverance. Amen. Praise the Lord, no matter what went on. Persecution. Amen. You read through the book of Nehemiah, praise God. All kinds of persecution takes place. But they said, you know what, put our own sinfulness behind us and just praise God anyway. Amen. And God began to bless and just praise Him forever and ever. Because He is good. Amen. Because He is Lord. Because He is the God. Amen. Praise God of His people. And He inhabits our prayers. He inhabits our praise today. Amen. We give Him glory. Amen. Just lifting up His name. Thanking Him. Praise God. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing in just a little while.